I hope you're well. Hope to see you soon. There's always hope. Don't lose hope. All we can do is hope. Surely hope is among the most used words in every language and throughout the ages. It's there in countless letters, texts, and emails, but especially, I think, in the letter. I hope you're well. It sets the tone for all of us to follow. For when we hope someone is well, nothing we plan on saying or writing will leave them in any other state. If our true hope is that people are well, then all we're about should be around sustaining that for them. If we truly hope to see someone soon, this comes from a place of knowing the importance of that person in our lives and of the bond that is friendship, the bond that friendship has created, a bond that craves togetherness. To the one diagnosed with serious illness, the word hope is a lifeline. There's always hope, we tell them, and we search for it with them, reassuring them, encouraging in every word and deed, their every moment, so that hope prevails, is recognised, and given every chance to weave its magic. To have hope in such situations is to have light, to have purpose, and to have life. When backs are to the wall, when doors seem closed against us, when the road is all uphill, hope allows us, invites us, and encourages us to put one foot in front of the other so that a journey may continue. To lose hope is to lose something very sacred and very real. It happens, of course, and that cannot be denied. We see the consequences of the loss of hope everywhere. Depression and loneliness are the travelling companions of all too many people. Indeed, if we're totally honest, with all of us from time to time. But when hope casts its light, the darkness is broken. And when hope is given its full range, darkness is banished. If there's a word that has its place firmly established in this Advent season, it's the word hope. Yes, of course, love and faith are central players too, and with hope remain the three that endure. While we may have struggles from time to time with faith, when love might all too easily go wrong and cause heartbreak, it's hope that directs us afresh to seek out its travelling companions and regain again peace in our hearts. Cling to hope and let it cling to you. Include it in every conversation, think it in every thought, write it in every letter, pray it in every prayer, encourage it in every soul, and search for it in every situation. It is no load to carry. It is truly a gift. And where there's hope, there too is life.